From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines
for Monday, April 20th. Coming up, drivers in Chico will soon get some relief from rough roads that residents say pose a danger to travelers.
Also, Chico artist MJ Ortiz, also known as Bearbox, recently released a body of music that he says has helped him wrestle with loss.
But first, Chico's city council will meet tomorrow to talk downtown once again. The discussion comes after a series of meetings tackling the controversial downtown revitalization project. That one aims to make the city's core more walkable, bikeable, and accessible, and better for the local economy, according to reporting by the Enterprise Record. The outlet says more than 100 people showed up to an at times contentious meeting related to the topic last week, with people arguing for and against the project. One of the main issues to be decided is whether to reduce the lanes of traffic on Broadway and Main Streets from 3 to 2. Another topic of discussion is the impact of construction on businesses. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. at the City Council chambers.
Chico City Council member Katie Hawley attended a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing last week to show support for Senate Bill 982, the Affordable Insurance and Recovery Act. It would require fossil fuel companies to provide financial compensation to offset increasing climate-related insurance costs following natural disasters. The bill says spiking home insurance rates threaten the state, causing housing instability and displacement. The committee granted reconsideration of the bill.
Moving to Butte County, drivers in Chico will soon get some relief from rough roads that residents say pose a danger to travelers. One of them, North Cedar Street, a short road that starts on the north end of Chico State Stadium complex. It's included in the city's plans to improve roads in town, according to Action News Now. The outlet says the project will include pavement upgrades and drainage improvements, as well as new sidewalks. It's funded by Measure H money and state funds. City officials expect the project to finish this fall.
Students in California could have more restrictions over their smartphone use in school under a bill working its way through the legislature. The bill would require a bell-to-bell ban on smartphone use. Exemptions for emergencies and medical needs are included. Democratic Assembly member Al Marasucci says California would join 10 other states that have similar bans.
Schools that have adopted bell-to-bell smartphone bans report improved academic outcomes, especially in disadvantaged communities, as well as a reduction in cyberbullying and other disciplinary problems.
The bill has gotten bipartisan support. A Common Sense Media report found 25% of children have a personal phone by the age of 8. That number rises to 91% by age 14.
Residents of Plumas County will soon be able to meet and engage with the candidates running for office there. There will be a series of candidate forums throughout the county beginning this week, according to reporting from the Plumas Sun. Currently, candidates are running in contested races for Superior Court Judge, Treasurer, and the 4th and 5th County Supervisor spots. The events come less than 8 weeks out from the June primary election. The first forum is this Thursday in Greenville. That's followed by one in Quincy next Wednesday, and two more in the following days. All forum events begin at 6:30 p.m.
An unattributed proverb says, "We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors, we borrow it from our children." That's a guiding principle for environmentalists around the world who come together each year to celebrate Earth Day. Locally, Chico State will host its Earth Day Festival on Wednesday near the campus Rose Garden. Student and community organizations will be on hand to celebrate, connect, and share information. The event begins at 11 o'clock. Ironman 7.3 Northern California is coming to Redding. The premier half triathlon will be held in August. According to the Redding Record Searchlight, it's expected to draw up to 2,500 amateur and professional athletes. Competitors will swim, cycle, and run over a 70.3-mile course, which race officials say usually takes about 4 hours to complete. The event is expected to bring as much as $10 million to the area. Three other California cities will host Ironman events this year: Oceanside, Santa Cruz, and Sacramento.
Chico-based artist MJ Ortiz is busy. beatmaking, playing in the alt-rock band Phantom Falls, and spinning with Modern Girl Media, a DJ collective. Last year, under the name Bearbox, he released Magic, a collection of 22 tracks inspired by his late father.
It was dedicated to my dad and his love for Magic Johnson and the Lakers and passing that down to me. And it was just like a real connection that we always had.
Ortiz finds inspiration in various forms, from his family playing banda music around his youth to his Flip a Beat Club in Sacramento, which offers constructive feedback.
Sometimes I just let the sample kind of take me, you know, and the almost kind of like the BPM too, and like wherever the sample kind of goes and where like the chops feel naturally or how fast I'm playing the chord progression. Then, you know, from there, it kind of just like, then it just kind of manifests.
Read more about Ortiz's work at mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Monday, April 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Kendall Ball. Have a great day.